N4ZLK calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is N4ZLK, and my name is Shane. My location is Cleveland, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? If so, please call N4ZLK. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, call N4ZLK or net control. Release the push to talk button to make sure you are not doubling with another station. Then give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before we begin the RF portion of the net, we will recognize those who have utilized the pre-net check-in features on the brarf.cc website. And also during the RF portion, we will periodically stop and recognize any EchoLink stations. I'd like to start recognizing the pre-net check-ins now. First, we have KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. N4UYB, Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. KF4CKT, John in Honeypot. KC4WG, EGN, Scott in Greenville. KC4PIL, that's Doug in Spring, Texas. AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. K4RYL, sorry about that, Ryland. Ryland in Greenville. K4XMR, and that is Mel in Prosperity, South Carolina. KO4ZEW, Ben as in Benjamin in Malden, South Carolina. KG4QLQ, that's Linda. And Don, her husband, KG4PFI, and they are in Piedmont, South Carolina. And the next couple we have is NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville, and he brings his wife along, KE4DXJ. And that's Wendy. Thank you all for checking in tonight. And then we have KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in Traveler's Rest. Then we have KQ4WHN, Mark, who's our Tuesday night net controller. And he's checking in from Greer. And also Leon, I forgot to recognize him. He calls every other Friday night, NC9V. He calls every other Friday night on this net. Then we have KR4AAZ, and that is, I know him as Steven, but it's shown up here as Andrew. So Andrew B. I think that's Steven, KR4Alpha. No, AAE. That is correct. KA4AAZ, Andrew. Sorry about that, in Greer. Get my calls mixed up here. Then next we have KX4YM, and that is Scott in Greenville. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And then last on the pre-net, we have KC4W, and that is Bill in Anderson. I'd like to thank every one of you for using the pre-net check-in tonight. Call. I'm going to go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
Net control. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4WTQ, and that's Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Greg, thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hope you have a good weekend. I've got another station up there if you want to give it a try. Please call N4ZLK on EchoLink only, please. A little bit. Let's go to Alpha through Delta. A through D. If the suffix of your call begins with an A through a D and you'd like to check in, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Okay, please check out a turn. Whiskey 4, Sugar, Bravo, X-ray. W4, SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. Thanks for running the net, Shane. I'm just excited to get on HF, and I'm fixing to get on it. So, 73 to you and all on the net.
Okay. WD4, DYH. Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny Pickens, Mobile. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay. Mr. Shane, Miss Beth in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Shane. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Beth and all on the net.
Boys, that okay? Shane, please check in. Kilo
net control.
I point deep with my wife, for Kilo Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in where it shows, and now on the net.
This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had a double in there. I think I got most of it. There's one station I believe I missed. But first, I'd like to recognize W4SBX. That is Brad, normally in Simpsonville, but I think he's at field day tonight. So, Brad, thanks for checking in. Good luck on the HF. And then next we have WD4DYH, Johnny. Johnny, thank you for checking in. I believe you might be out at the Makeup Field Day event as well and out there in Pickens. Or out here in Pickens, actually, I should say. Thank you for checking in. And then next we have our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS. That's Gary. Gary, good to hear you tonight. And Gary brings along Joy, K3JOY, his wife. Gary, please tell Joy, Beth and I said hello to both of you, and I hope you all have a good weekend. Thank you for checking in. And then this is where I had the double. I heard somebody calling net control over KK4DMW, Rick. And I got Rick, and he brought along his wife, KK4ONO, Lorena, and KM4MOQ, Michelle. Rick and his wife are in Piedmont. Michelle is in Ware Shoals. Rick, thank you for bringing them along. And the station that I missed, could you please call again, net control or N4ZLK?
KR4DBR, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India. Welcome, I'm Anderson. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, everybody. I'm Anderson.
That okay, but check me in out of turn. I'm in a pretty good storm up here at Table Rock. KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, negative and negative in the storm.
Recognize these stations. Okay, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got KR4DBR, Delta Bravo Romeo, and that is Bo and Easley. Bo, thank you for checking in. Next, I have KR4CZI, and that's Walt in Anderson. Thank you for checking in. Last there, Andy, KI4LZI at Table Rock. And Andy, I got a storm going on here, too. I'm just a little bit northeast of you, and I'm watching it. I'm on battery power, so hopefully that'll be okay. And I've got my antennas are all lightning arrested outside, so we'll see. Hopefully nothing will happen here. But it's a pretty good lightning storm. But you go ahead and secure your station if you need to. And thanks for checking in. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? And then after that, I will check Echolink. Alpha through Delta, one more time. Please call N4ZLK.
Please check in K4AZ.
4, Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Gonna be negative for negative.
Great. Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. KJ 4, BK. Jack Rose, Rock Hill, man. Y'all good.
Okay. Please check in out of turn. November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet. Sorry, my battery's about to die on this handy talkie, if you can even hear me. I'm in Malden, and I'll be negative and negative.
ZLK on the Blue Ridge to Meternet. I'd like to recognize K4AFT. Mike in Central. Mike, thank you for checking in. Got a good signal up this way. And good to hear you tonight. I don't think I've ever heard you before. I appreciate you checking in. Next, I have KJ4BKI, Jack over there in Rock Hill. And Jack, always a good signal. Good to hear you. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. And then last in that group, Scott, N2SWJ. Scott, doing fine. Your signal's not as clear as it normally is, but I still copy you, and you're doing fine. So thank you for checking in with us. Let's go to EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
N4ZLK. Shane, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no table.
ZLK would please to recognize Stephen in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Stephen, thank you for checking in. Always being here. Please tell the wife hello, and I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks again for checking in. All right, let's go to Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control. To all those old guys up there in North Carolina that needed to go to bed early since we're changing our clocks forward tonight. I forgot to announce that, too. Even though probably everybody's clocks go forward automatically, don't forget tonight is the start of daylight savings time, or tomorrow early morning. So don't forget to set your clocks, or at least be aware of that. E through H again, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
N4ZLK, KR4ETW. It's Chuck, Pickett County, on the road. Negative and negative.
N4ZLK. Here, Shane, just getting ready to go to bed early. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Kendall, North Carolina. Negative and negative. Thanks.
Please take in out of turn. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Taking part in the ARRDX contest this weekend. I want to get back to HF 73 to you and all the net.
Okay, on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I scared up a few there. Chuck, first of all, KR4ETW. Chuck is mobile in Pickens. Chuck, you're probably driving through that storm there, so be careful. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. And then next, my friend Harry in Candler, North Carolina, KC4EZN. Harry, I appreciate you checking in. I was hoping I could scare up Patrick up that way. I know he's not as far as you are, but he's up in North Carolina, and that's who my main comment was for. Anyway, thanks for checking in, Harry. Hope you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you later. And then last in that group, WG4MC, Matt in Western Greenville County, participating in the ARRDX contest. Good luck in the contest there, Matt, and appreciate you checking in. Matt is our Thursday night net controller and fills in on other nights as well. One more time, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control. Right, let's move down to the India Through Lima group, I Through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
N4ZLK. Please check it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. It's KG4JIA, Dennis Ingaffey. Good evening to you all with N73.
Please check in and out, KI4ZET. This is Harry in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
ZLK. Dean, please check in, Joe. Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer, in and out tonight.
Okay. Shane, good to hear you call the net. I always enjoy your nets. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be here for a little talk if you'd like. And I hope everybody has a good night. Wakes up bright and, what do we used to say, bright and, well, just bright and happy in the morning. 7-3.
In Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo, KR4, IUB. My name's Lenny. I'm mobile in Easley, trying to get home before the storm beats me. Have a good night.
4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, Larry in Simpsonville. I hope I'm not out of turn. Just turn my radio on. I'll be negative and negative. Good night.
That Alcana Blue Ridge to internet. Larry, could you give me your call one more time, please?
4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. That's KO4, MWY.
N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thank you, Larry. Let's go back and recognize this group here. I've got KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Dennis, thank you for checking in. Got a good signal. Sounding good down this way. Appreciate you checking in and hope you have a good weekend. And next I have KI4ZET, and that's Harry in Greenville. Thank you, Harry, for checking in with us tonight. KK4JD, Joe in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Joe. And thank you for checking in with me. And then next, I've got my good friend KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. And Larry brings Donna, KC4MFK, who's also in Greer. And I believe you said you'll be around for comments, Larry, so I'll be back with you. And then next, I have KR4, and I might need a correction on this one, KR4UIB. And could you give me your name again? I typed it in wrong, and then when I put it in right, it wasn't in there. So give me your name and location again, if you will. KR4UIB.
Sure. That is Kilo Romeo 4 India Uniform Bravo, Lenny in Easley.
I typed it correctly. KR4... one more time. I'm sorry. I can't even read my own script.
India Uniform Bravo, KR4IUB. Thank you. You're doing a wonderful job.
I traced over the, I had the I and the U swapped, and I traced over it, and then it looked exactly like it was before. So, KR4IUB, Lenny and Easley. Thank you for checking in with us. And then the last on that group, I have KO4MWY, Larry in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Any more stations, India through Lima, or any corrections, because I might need those, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
We'll check in out of turn, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy, Mobile, between Pickens and East and Greenville tonight on Forest Bridge, trying to get ahead of this storm.
Control would like to recognize KA5WLL, Leroy, in Mobile. Headed back to Taylor's. Leroy, be careful. And thank you for checking in with us tonight. All right, let's move down to the Mike Through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Any stations, Mike Through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Find some later in this group. Let's move down to Quebec Through Tango. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. Good evening, Shane. I hope you got that new weather station up. And there's a strong line of storms there coming this way. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be next. negative and negative, and hey, Chris, and be careful, Leroy.
Or is that okay? Oh, Shane, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll meet in a minute. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Or is that okay? In November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4TLP, here in 4 South Carolina. No traffic, no table. Good evening, Shane.
N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize my good friend Tom, N0TR. And Tom is in Greer. Tom, please tell Bernice, Beth and I said hello. And Tom, I don't know if I like this thing or not. It's already told me that within, since about 8:50 or so, there's been 122 lightning strikes. So, at least the closest was about a mile away. So, some of them sound closer. But anyway, it's doing well for me. I do like it. I was just kidding about that. And appreciate you giving me some info on that. Next, we'd like to recognize Chris, KO4QLG. Chris is in Liberty. Chris, thank you for checking in. Good evening to you. Hope you have a good weekend, and I hope to hear you again. And then last in this group, we've got N4TLP, and he's also my good friend there, Terry. He's in Moore. Terry, you do have a hum on your signal, by the way, and it kind of came in and out. I don't know if you were moving when you were talking. There was a brief moment when it got stronger, almost like you moved the microphone closer to something. I'm not sure, but you do have a hum on your signal. Terrible. You know, it's just in there. So you asked me about it the other day. Anyway, thanks for checking in, Terry. Any more stations, Quebec through Tango, ZLK or Net Control? On the uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Is that okay?
Check in, Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU, Allen. I'm over in Richburg, South Carolina tonight.
Okay. Shane, please check in, Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. Mobile, on my way back from Pickens and the Brars Mayfield Day event. Had a blast. But I'm already pre-checked, so you don't have to check me in. I'm just saying hello over RF. So good evening to you and to the net. 73.
ZLK. W4ZTI over here in Hart County, Georgia. Checking in. No comment for the net. Just wanted to check in. Say good evening tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
I'll take a pause here real quick. This is N4ZLK. I got your name, I think, Gary, in Georgia. I could have that wrong, but I missed the call. Could you get that back to me and give me all three of those again, please?
Roger that. This is Gary, Whiskey 4, Zulu, Tango, India, W4GTI, over in Hart County.
Sorry, I didn't recognize you. Your signal's a little weaker tonight. I got you. Thanks for checking in with me, Jerry. W4ZTI. Good to hear you again. I think we talked last Saturday, so I appreciate you checking in with me. And I know Tommy's out there, so Tommy and then anybody else who wants to go, please call N4ZLK.
Is that okay? Check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
ZLK. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name's Daniel, location is Greenville. And I was actually going to call the net tonight because I hadn't heard anything back after Mike sent that email out. And right as I was about to hit the push to talk button, microphone in hand, I heard you pick up. So, great net, and hope you have a great night. Hope you enjoyed the storm. It's about to get to me shortly in Greenville. I've been seeing the lightning flashes. There's hardly a second goes by that it's not actively flashing on the horizon. It's coming in. I hear thunder in the distance. Hope you have a great one. KJ4WZM 73.
Pause here and recognize this good group of people. This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KQ4ZYU, and that is Alan in Richburg. Alan. Next we have David, WB4ZPH. David is in Taylor's. David, thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. And then again, recognize W4ZTI, Jerry down there in Georgia. Thank you, Jerry. And after Jerry, had K4XB, Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy brings his wife, Angela, KQ4TBD. And she's in Southern Greenville County. Thank you for checking in with us. Please say hello to the family there, Tommy, from Beth and I. And hope you have a great weekend. And then last on this list, KJ4WZM, Daniel. And Daniel, I saw you on EchoLink. That's why I was kind of waiting. Sorry about that. I replied, I guess, directly back to Mike on the email tech or thread. I didn't realize you were on it. But sorry to jump in ahead of you there. But thanks for being willing, and good to hear you tonight. And, yeah, that storm is headed that way. We're up to my weather station saying 170 lightning strikes now, so I don't know what the range. I think it's 10 miles that it picks up. So, but it's still a lot of lightning. So it's headed your way. Thanks. Good to hear you, Daniel. Have a good weekend. Any more uniform through Zulu, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
ZLK. Everybody on the net, could you please check in? Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. That's KQ4YOO. Clint and Honeypath, I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net, Shane.
Recognize KQ4YOO, Clint and Honeypath. Clint, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you checking in. Hope you have a good weekend. All right, let's open it up all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
ZLK. Out Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne and Etowah, 73.
Please check in for Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, and in Flint, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family and everyone over there. No traffic, no problem.
Pause here real quick. N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I just had a power surge and everything shut down. Radio stayed on, but the computers went down. So that last station, I had two stations in there. And if I don't recognize you, please come back. Sid, W4IOE in Fletcher, I got you. And I typed in the other station, but the computer shut down. So if you could come back and the other station and let me know, I will check you in. Go ahead. This is N4ZLK.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne, and Etowah.
AQ4GIK, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne, and Etowah. Wayne, thank you for checking in. Sorry about that. I had you typed in and logged, and then the computer shut down. The lights went out. Fortunately, everything came back on, or is coming back on. So I'm going to handwrite for a few minutes. Thank you, too, for checking in. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Sounds like we got everybody for the time being. So this is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now closing down the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those of you who checked in. You may secure. And I'm going to start the rag to you now. And I know I have one, and that would be Larry. KK4JBQ. Larry, if you're still out there and you want to do some rank chew, please call N4ZLK.
4ZLK. Here is KK4JBQ. Well, a I'm not in the best voice tonight, but I'm just not caring right now. I'm happy to be here. And this storm that I'm hearing is kind of severe in places. I was not aware because I've not been on the computer or watching television or the radio, or I've been out of touch. What can you tell me about the prospects of waking up in the morning?
I think you'll be fine. I knew there was a band of storms coming through, and I know that there was some tornadoes that they had out west. I think even one in Michigan I saw, but I don't think it had anything to do with this storm. But I didn't realize. I thought there was a line before the big line got here. I didn't realize it. Maybe there is. I'm being here on the radio. I haven't looked at the radar in a moment, and I was trying to get my computer back up while we're talking. I know there's a lot of lightning. That's all, and I got more than an inch of rain, and just since I started the net, the rain started after I started the net. So it was a pretty good little storm, little shower that came through here, Larry.
Yes, I guess I did listen to the radio early this morning, and there was some promise of rain later in the day. I guess here it is, you know. I'm kind of mixed on whether I like such accurate weather forecasts. You know, a day will come, I suppose, when we'll know everything 10 minutes before it happens. I'm not saying that I like being kept in the dark, but knowing every little thing about every little thing kind of wears on you, doesn't it? I mean, after a time. I didn't do much today. I had plans, but plans were blocked because Donna had some issues, and I helped her with some stuff. I know that's not very explicit, but I didn't want to be more explicit. Anyway, helping out my spouse was more important than anything else I could do. Yeah, I know you had days like that, right?
Yeah, Larry. We've all had days like that. And back to a comment you made when you started, your voice does sound a little tired tonight, but I do really, really appreciate you hanging out. I just looked at the radar, and it looks like that this is the beginning of a line that's coming through. There's more behind it. It's down, you know, around in North Georgia right now, and lower. The whole front is moving across. You know how you'll see it if you zoom out on the radar map. You'll see it sweeping across the lower southeast of the United States, and this was just the beginning of it. So there might be some more behind it, but it looks like we're through the initial. At least I am up here. You'll be getting it soon, probably, or if you're not, if you haven't gotten it yet. But also, let's see, there was something else you got. Oh yeah, information. Yes. I think too much information is not always a good thing. We are not meant to know everything all the time. It's good to be left in the dark on a lot of things until we experience them or whatever. It's not good to have access to unlimited information because sometimes then you don't really know what's real anymore.
Sitting here trying to parse what you just said, and I wonder if it wasn't just genius. I know I feel that way. From time to time, I know I'm being fed too much information. And that could be nobody agrees with me. And it's not that I want to be kept in the dark or anything. I'm not saying that. And I'm hearing some hisses of a cat fight. If I had to leave suddenly, I'm just going to say cat fight and run.
we have a couple that don't get along very well. Believe me, for everybody that's listening to my voice, you don't want more than one kitty cat in the house. If that, you know. But Donna loves them. I reckon I do too. But that not all of them are equally sociable. So I won't go into detail, but one of them is sweet as the dickens, and the other one is a stinker. So who do you think the troublemaker is?
The sweet one.
Troublemaker is the stinker. She was young, and she was unfortunately attacked, and I brought her into the house and nursed her to back to living, and I thought that would be, a good deed done, but now she doesn't. This is 5 years later, and she hasn't given trust to people like she should, and no cat, you know. Well, anyway, I can talk a lot about cats. People aren't interested in that as much as they are dogs and horses. Well, one subject that I'll mention, and then I'll comment on what you had to say about it. How about we turn the table around? Tomorrow, we're going to all wake up an hour later than we planned. Or is it an hour earlier than we planned? KK4JVQ.
The time of year is an hour earlier, and that's why I think some people may have gone to bed early tonight, getting ready for it. I say I never can do that, but I'm pretty good at falling asleep. I may not stay asleep, but I'm pretty good at falling asleep if I don't have anything to do and I want to sit down and just take a nap. I'm usually pretty good about it. But on a night like tonight, if I said, hey, I'm going to go to bed early because we're moving the clocks forward, spring forward, we're going to lose an hour of sleep, so I'll go ahead and go to sleep an hour earlier, I would just lay there and be wide awake. So that's just the way it is, but because I'd be thinking about it. But, yeah, so hopefully all of us will either not have to worry about waking up a little bit late or groggy in the morning, you know, be able to sleep in a little bit, or we'll plan ahead and be ready for it.
Yeah, I do believe I'm not aware of how best to accomplish this without problems. I've had everything from appearing at the job site an hour late and wondering why everything is so busy and everybody looks like they're halfway into their day already. I mean, you know. And then it strikes me. That was very, very unpleasant. It was early in my life. I really did learn from that. I missed it entirely. I mean to tell you, I walked in and everything was very busy already, much more so than any other day I could recall. And then it struck me what had happened. And then I just wanted to be small, you know. I didn't want anybody to know that I'd been caught up in that. It was unfortunate. Didn't occur again in my working life. But now I'm not working any longer. I don't have any responsibilities in that way. And so it just doesn't really matter anymore. Well, I guess it does too. But part of the work that I did was working on watches and clocks and, you know, timekeepers of various descriptions. So, yes, twice a year. You know, we go through this twice a year. And the reason that everybody tells, you know, the story about the farmers and the daylight. The reason is no longer that that imperative for the general population. Most folks are not farming, harvesting, down in the autumn time change, you're harvesting. Well, so why are we still doing this? Can anybody tell me why we're still doing this? KK4JBQ.
For JBQ and for ZLK and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Larry, I'm with you. I do know that the main reason everybody says, oh, I like the extra daylight, and I'm gonna probably tell a little bit too much information here. Nobody cares. That always bugs me because we're not getting extra daylight. We moved the clock and just told ourselves it's a different time. That's how I always look at it, and so I have to, I'm not OCD or anything, but on some things I'm like, no, this is not right. We're living in the wrong time. We're living in the future. We're trying to convince ourselves that it's actually not the time that it really is. And then, of course, if you think about it, you know, there was a time when people just kind of guessed by the sun, and they would say it's about this time, so everywhere you went across the state, across the country, the time would be a little different, which is why they came up with the standard time. I like it in the summertime, especially when I was working long hours, and it would still be light when I'd get home for a little while. I get that. But we still get extra daylight in the summertime, regardless of what time the clock says. If we stayed on standard time all year long, it would just stay light till around 9 or so instead of almost 10, you know, 8:30, between 8:30 and 9, because when it's the days it's longest, it's probably 9:30 and there's still a little bit of light in the sky. So, but I got a funny story about when I was delivering. And I'd show up at somebody's house on Friday, like yesterday before we changed the clocks, and I might be running a little late. You know, I would get there about 6 or 6:30, and it would still be dark, and they'd all be inside. And then we'd spring the clocks forward over that weekend, and I'd show back at the same house on Monday, and I might even be an hour early to that same house. I'll take it back. It's at the other end, at the other end of it. I just realized this. In the end of summer, before when we're still in daylight savings time, I'd show up at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and it's daylight. They're all out in their yards playing. This is what I'm trying to tell you. And then we'd change the clocks back over the weekend, and Monday I would show up at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and it would be dark, and they'd look at me and say, "Man, you're working late tonight."
Awful, because most of us can be easily confused. I'm talking about most of us who have more than six decades of life. What the way you just described, I mean, I tried to listen and I got confused. I'm going to suggest that you take a moment and take check-ins. I hate for anybody who's really not that interested in what we're having to say to live through it. So, anyhow, I'm just gonna cover my head and let you do the marvelous job that you do, and check for other people who'd like to just check in and run.
Is that okay? Larry, when I got done with that, I thought, I think I'm confused too. And I'm the one telling the story. And my apologies to anybody who had to suffer through that. Yeah, let's take any more check-ins, see if we have any more check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'll get back with you in a minute. Any more check-ins tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Zulu, please call N4ZLK, and I'll try not to confuse you.
Command Control. Now, America, Japan 4, Echo November Bobby. I'm in the Mobile down here, downtown Lawrence, South Carolina.
ZLK? Or Nick Control, I'm so sorry about that. KN. TWA, Kilo November 4, Papa Whiskey Alpha. Brian in Traveler's Rest. Didn't want to come at you earlier when you were having to write everything down, but I've been listening for a little bit. In Traveler's Rest, like I say, and we're just starting to get the high winds here, but I'm negative traffic. Thanks.
At LK and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to recognize Alpha Juliet 4 Echo November, AJ4EN, Bobby in Aura, South Carolina. I think you're mobile down there, though. Bobby, thanks for checking in tonight. Always good to hear you. And then last, we have KN4PWA, Brian in Berea or Traveler's Rest. I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember what you said. But don't worry about it, Brian. I appreciate you checking in and that you got my call right the first time. I just say it a little bit differently. So thank you for checking in with us tonight and batting down the hatches. Any more stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or net control.
Control. NKR4KEF, Scott, Simpsonville, Kilo Roger 4, Kilo Echo Foxtrot.
Control would like to recognize KR4KEF, Scott in Simpsonville. Did I get all that correct, Scott? Did show up in my log here.
That is correct, Scott in Simpsonville. And, yeah, I'll be negative and negative.
I remember you checked in last week. I remember hearing you last Saturday with me, and I'm not sure why it didn't save in the information. I'll try to correct that if I can. But thank you, and hope you have a good weekend. And hope to hear you again. All right, any more check-ins before I go back to Larry and try to unconfuse him with my big story? Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. We're back to you, KK4JBQ, N4ZLK.
I want to thank you for being such a, I don't know, I think every Net Control is a little different. And if you had to say one thing, just use one word to describe Net Controls, that would be a tough thing to do perhaps for some folks, but for you, it is courteous. It seems that your attempt to remain courteous is uppermost in your mind. And for that, I just want to say I appreciate it. Although there are others who are equally skilled in many ways. Want to add that. Well, a similar thing, I think we've been over the ground we were on sufficiently enough. So a similar thing is these automatic set clocks. There are clocks that are hooked into the, the Naval Observatory or something in Boulder, Colorado. And they get a time signal. Well, we've got a couple of clocks like that, and they stink. Does anybody have one? I'm not saying I want the model number or anything like that. I think I'm burned on it. But does anybody have one that's ever worked? I want that. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ and 4ZLK. I will give my response, then I'll open it up to see if anybody else out there has one. I've got one, I think might be the same thing you're talking about. It was still hanging on the wall, and I just kind of left it. Because I kind of like it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of an old school clock in the classroom. It just a large round dial with three hands on it. But it's an atomic clock, and it's got a little battery in it, and it keeps very accurate time to whichever WWB or whatever it does. But it if you change batteries, you watch it. Sometimes it'll just start moving by itself, and it'll go to 12, and it'll sit there at 12 o'clock until the time comes around 12 o'clock, and then it'll start working. But it is kind of scary or strange to look up on the wall and see the hands moving very quickly, and you think, is my time running out? Am I seeing something I'm not supposed to?
Am I seeing something I'm not supposed to? That's funny. Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad I asked that question. Well, they are. They're curious. They're a curiosity to me. I'm not sure. And I used to repair clocks. I've had, you know, like 4,000 pieces in front of me. And not really that many, but it sometimes seemed that way. I've never had one that worked as well as it should, and I don't know why that be the case. It's wall clocks, generally speaking, that do this, and I haven't been to clock shopping in a long time, although Donna has been doing that today. But we have one that, oh gosh, we liked it a lot to tell time, but it just, again, it just would not accomplish automatic reset. But as you explain it, it's not really a reset. It's a wait till tomorrow catches up to it. Or at least that's how I got what you said.
But it moves forward to 12 and then stops. Everything moves, so you'll see the minute hand moving very quickly and the hour hand following along behind doing its thing. And I'm wondering if I'm aging at a quick rate all of a sudden, or if I got caught into some kind of loop first time I saw that. But then when it got to 12, it just stopped, and it sat there until it was 12 again, and then it carried on like it was supposed to.
I've heard of a lot of ways to do things with clocks. I've been good friends with lots of watchmakers, but I've never heard of that. And I've read the papers with these clocks. Like I said, we've had three or four of them. They've never worked. But perhaps I I've never seen them stop at 12. That's always gone by me. Maybe it was, I can't imagine what the idea was. But they never worked in this house. Donna has been shopping today for something similar. And I can't wait to ask her. She's already turned in. I can't wait to ask her tomorrow about her success or failure at finding a clock. The one that we had been using has failed for other reasons to satisfy our need for a clock in the living room. But I do like clocks. I do. Been scrubbing the little parts and pieces under magnifications for many years. They're a fascinating thing. Sometimes I'm fascinated that they work after I've put them back together. Oh well. Anyhow, we are officially past 10 o'clock, and that's what I signed up for. So I'll let you go, and thank you for being there and keeping us all entertained and well-informed and genuinely happy. We'll talk with you again real soon, I trust. Shane, you take care, won't you? Thanks for being here for us tonight. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it over to you. 73.
For LZF Dawkins, hear me. I'll put a comment some about that.
4ZLKM, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Andy, I recognize you. I'll get to you in just a second. Larry, thank you for your comments. I always love talking to you. I love hearing what you have to say. And you make a person feel pretty special, so I appreciate it. You and Donna have a great weekend. And hope to talk to you again soon. And, Andy, I'll get back with you, but let me see if there's any more check-ins. Any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Anyone wants to make any other comments besides Andy? And I'll start with Andy when I get back, but anybody else want to make comments, I can put you on the list. Call N4ZLK.
For LZI portable, I ain't hooked nothing back up, still on HD. That's why I was asking if you could hear me. These atomic clocks operate on 60 kilohertz. That's VLF frequency range. If I heard him, Larry, say correctly that one of those atomic clocks wouldn't work in down there where he's at. Now, if that's an atomic clock, somehow it's shielded from getting the signals from the ionosphere, somehow or another. And when that happens, it'll throw its accuracy off too sometimes, it will. And as we all know how radio-controlled planes and cars and things like that function, you have to think about these clocks being that they got motor, some kind of motors in them that's operated off of RF. How it all works, I don't know everything, but I've just observed the ones that's up here, and sometimes in certain parts of the house, they'll get shielded from the RF signal, and when that happens, they won't do like they really should, and they do go to 12 to reset. Back to net, KI4LZI port. Just remember, it's RF, VLF, very low frequency RF.